This is from Havana Bay by Martin Cruz Smith. Teresa Quiteras Marin was 14, a 10th grade student from the country town of Ciego de Ávila. Although she had already been warned before by Ofelia about soliciting men near the Marina Hemingway, Ofelia asked how and where Teresa had met her friend, what money or rewards had been given, whose idea was the Casa de Amor, who paid at the reception desk, and how much. Finally, Ofelia asked whether she had seen or paid or communicated in any fashion with any member of La Policía Nacional Revolucionaria. No, Teresa swore she hadn't. You understand that if you do not cooperate, you will be fined 100 pesos and entered in the register of prostitutes at 14. Teresa slipped her feet from her platform sandals and drew her legs up onto the chair. She had all the mannerisms of a child, the pouty lip and downcast eyes.
I'm not a prostitute. You are. He paid you $200 to be with him for a week.
150.
You sell yourself too cheaply.
At least I can sell myself.
Teresa played with a curl, wrapping it around a finger.
That's more than you ever see.
Maybe, but you had to buy false residence papers to stay in Havana.
You had to pay a room illegally to sleep in,
then pay the Casa de Amor to screw in. Most of all, you have to pay the police.
No.
Teresa seemed definite about that.
You have a boyfriend who takes care of that?
Maybe.
This was a doublethink that drove Ofelia crazy. Teresa didn't consider herself a prostitute. No, jineteras were students, teachers, secretaries merely making extra money. Some parents were proud of how their little Teresas helped to support the family.